Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Check, check. One, two, one, two, three, five, 12. 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am one half of your host, Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am an Oompa Loompa.
You sure are.
Alex.
What's going on?
A lot.
Yeah. So we've been doing a few interview episodes,
right?
Which we love. Mm-hmm. But we figured it's been a couple of weeks, so let's just catch up.
Let's do it.
Let's talk a couple of random topics that we've discussed lately.
Yeah,
and just talk, just tell the people our thoughts.
I like it.
Yeah, well, let's
be very random.
Let's see if they like it.
We'll see.
So what's going on?
Not much.
It's yeah.
10:30 p.m.
Sure is, and. Yeah, let's get into it, because there's a couple of things.
You have notes. I have one or two things.
I do have notes. And we started with that song because you actually told me about this experience that took place.
Yeah, I feel like not many people heard about it either. So it was, but it was all over social media and online. I don't know if it was on the news, because I, you know, have to have Disney and YouTube on all day.
Where it was located,
yeah,
it was on the news.
Right, of course, I'm sure.
And apparently there's tons of memes out there.
Yeah.
I have not seen one meme.
Oh, I haven't seen
one picture. Like, I don't know anything about this.
So, pretty much, there was a event, I guess, in Glasgow, Scotland.
Okay.
There was a event called, I believe, the Willy Wonka Experience.
I think it was under a different name from...
Willy Wonka Chocolate Experience.
Okay.
But the person who runs it,
right?
It's like they have like their own company and stuff like that. The House of Illuminati. That's what the guy
called it.
That's
his company.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's truly sorry, the guy. So pretty much, he had this guy. He made this big event. Oh, it's going to be like a candy wonderland, just like it is in when you see Willy Wonka, the original, not the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory crap. And you're going to come, and it's going to be literally like a candy wonderland. So people get there, they pay all this money for tickets. I don't know how much it is.
I heard it equivalent to US dollars, $45 a person.
Okay. All right. And you would think, that's not so bad, thinking of what you hope it's going to be.
Right.
They got there, it was like an empty warehouse with like a few little like candy props, but they weren't actually candy. It was like the fake prop lollipops or candy canes that you use during Christmas time or whatever. And there was like some weird made-up villain with like a lot of AI stuff, of course, because AI is ruining the world. I don't care what anybody says. I hate it.
It's taken over.
It is. Like, I don't understand. People are like, oh, robots are going to take over the world. This is literally I wouldn't say the beginning, but it's another episode.
Okay.
But yes. I'm going to say that's what ruined this entire thing.
Go ahead. Continue. But proceed.
People were saying it's like this year's child version of Fire Festival.
Okay.
That it was built up to be this big thing. Everyone gets there. There's this huge crowd. They get there and it's nothing. Kids got a couple jelly beans.
Yeah, I heard they gave like 2 jelly beans a person.
Yes, and cold hot dogs.
Oh, really?
And some lukewarm lemonade.
Oh my goodness.
I just read that in an article.
Okay, so I had no idea about any of this. You told me about it. Yeah. And then there's a podcast I listened to and they spoke a little bit about it.
And that was it.
So there's a rumor that he took the money that he got, you know, ahead of time when people purchase tickets online.
Right.
To... So the rumor is that he used that money to have a lavish Turkish wedding to his with his fiance. You know, have he had a big wedding. He used all that money. So he didn't have the money to actually put into it.
So let me see a picture because I haven't.
So here's
I have not seen any of this.
Here's what they promoted.
Advertised, right?
Candy Wonderland.
Okay.
And that's what it was.
Wow.
Just a backdrop that isn't even the size of the wall.
No, I'd say it's like 30% of the wall.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate. And the picture, so there's a picture to the left, the expectations, and it's literally like a river, but like that you walk on, you know, looks like a river. And on each side, it's like all these big giant candies and
that's funny.
Licorice and the sky looks like candy and all that. And then
this is the first I'm seeing of any pictures of this event.
Picture right there.
Whoa.
So it's just an empty warehouse. And it was like somewhere I read that it was just some like they made some creepy new villain that wasn't connected to it at all.
Yeah. And apparently the there were like three or four or five or six, I don't know, actors. And some of them wound up backing out. The ones who did work it didn't even get like fully paid.
So, yes, they didn't even know that this is how bad it was going to be either.
Yes, yes.
So this made-up villain was called The Unknown, and it left children in tears.
Well, I guess he's a villain.
I want to see pictures
for
of
sure.
That. Oh, this guy. Here we go. He looks like a circus ringleader.
Oh, speaking of AI, they said on the podcast that the guy who ran this printed out a script, an AI script.
That didn't make any sense?
To hand to these actors.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yes, and I read it that made actually. No sense.
Of course.
What went on.
Because AI never makes sense. So we recently saw my family this weekend, and my cousin was telling my mom about AI and how you could just explain something to it, and then it'll write an email for you to whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, tell me an email you'd want to write to someone. So she's like, oh, well, I bought something from Walmart and I was unhappy with it. So let's say I'm writing an email to Walmart. So she explains the issue to him. And the email that AI or whatever it is wrote up made absolutely no sense.
Really?
I forgot how it started. It, like, I wish I would have been like, send me a screenshot of that.
It's funny.
But it was just, I don't know. Just write an email.
Well, you could now, if you're like in college or high school, it could like write papers for you in like three seconds.
That's like, maybe that's why I'm so bitter towards it, because I... Well,
you didn't have that?
No, but I also...
All right. Anyway, can I say a very unpopular opinion right now?
Oh, boy. You don't like Willy Wonka.
A lot of
people hate Willy Wonka. It's creepy.
I hate that movie.
Oh, I used to come home third grade. Like, I don't know why I know this.
I hate it.
Third grade, I came home every single day from school and watched it. VHS tape.
Maybe the song is okay.
No, that part, right?
But I don't know. There's nothing about it that I like.
Yeah, okay. Nothing. Did you not like candy growing up? That room where they walk in, where that song starts, that entire room, everything is edible and it's all candy. That is the greatest scene.
It hurts my teeth thinking about it.
Well, now, but when you were a kid.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I like the part where like he finds the golden ticket. No, not even.
No, because the grandfather.
Not like, even.
In bed,
I don't like any
stains on him.
I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
Nothing about it. I'm telling you,
it's creepy. Like there's a part when they go in the boat, and he legit looks like he's gonna murder all of them.
Doesn't it go like really fast or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then it gets like dark and it's all red and you see like bugs and.
I don't like this movie at all. There's really nothing about it. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't. Do I get it? No.
It's very.
I don't.
Weird. It is. Yeah. It is.
I don't know why it's.
I don't think it's an unpopular opinion.
All right. Well. Good.
I think it's an average opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's split. I think
Well, maybe then actually it's a popular opinion. People just don't want to admit to it.
I just think it's not talked about enough.
Well, maybe it should be. Maybe it should be.
Yeah. I just, that scene is what always got me. And I always liked when the bratty one, Veruca, right? When she would just fall.
I don't know why you ask me characters' names.
I'm asking myself. I talk to myself all the time.
I don't understand this.
But she falls through. It's like, yes, she's gone.
All right, can we move on? Because I don't like anything about this.
Is he killing children?
So, all right, let's talk about somebody I do like. Do you know Robert Downey Jr. won his first Oscar?
I love him, yes. Yeah. Did you hear his speech?
I did not, no.
I heard the first line, and he goes, I'm pretty sure I didn't hear it. I'm lying. I read it on a quote that like one of the news things posted. But it was like, I'd like to thank my terrible childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Something. It was like something around that. But
no, I didn't.
Yes, we love Robert Downey Jr.
I didn't see any of the Oscars, not one second of it.
No, we never watched it.
I just heard that he won his first Oscar. Yes. Good for him.
Which is crazy. It's his first
Oscar. I know John Cena came out with like zero clothes on.
Yeah, but supposedly he actually had something.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I would hope so, but.
But I said to you, he did it actually to like, which I don't know why you'd pay homage to this, but it was like there was a streaker back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like came, tried to run around, whatever. But it's really because he has a movie out on Amazon Prime right now, and I'm sure it's not doing good.
Hey, any promotion is good promotion. Yeah.
Zac Efron's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't mind him.
Yeah. So yeah. John Cena, Zac Efron, I want to watch it.
All right.
It's going to be dumb, but.
Speaking of another movie topic, what's a movie series, that be it, series, okay, that you say you want to watch again?
Oh, Scream.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to watch for like a year.
Do you know who was in the first Scream as a cameo?
Like the opening scene?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm like, Yeah.
No, it was quick. It was like 2-3 seconds.
Oh, I don't know.
And what's her name? Gail Roberts? She was like doing a news report or something, and this person bumped into her.
What? Wait. I feel like I've seen this before, like.
And I would have never known.
Who?
And, all right, I'll give you a hint. It's probably a number one most feared horror.
Oh, yes, I've heard about this.
Yeah?
Yes, I have. I swear.
Really?
I don't know how
I've
long
never
ago.
Heard this.
I think I saw it in like a, top 10 things you didn't know about a horror movie, like that kind of thing. Yeah, Linda Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would have never guessed that, though.
No, wow.
But I remember seeing the scene where they bump into each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's crazy. And Wes Craven makes a cameo also.
Doesn't he in like all of
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he might. But he has like the Freddy Krueger sweater on. He's like the janitor
in the
school. That I for sure knew.
Yes, me too.
But but I never knew Linda Blair was in it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. Like, I remember seeing something, but I would have never.
And I think I remember hearing that Drew Barrymore was supposed to be the main.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, who is it? Neve Campbell? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was supposed to be Drew Barrymore.
Oh, wow.
But she had like a, what was it? Like, prior engagement or something
to
do.
So she just did that.
So, yeah, so she
did
that.
She was good in that part.
Yeah. And then actually, she was on the poster of the Scream movie.
Yeah, she was. She's the one with the
phone. And like Neve Campbell wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't on it.
If you look at the original poster, it's her, like, it's like her eyes, kind of, like her nose and eyes with the phone, right?
Right, right. And because she was like the big name,
yes,
so they used
her.
And then,
which is crazy, because now I can't even imagine it.
I know. And I think she had like 12 minutes, the first 12 minutes, and then that was it.
But it was a way to start it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's like iconic. And it's crazy going back and seeing that for the first time, not knowing the spiral that it would have on like horror movies. And, and look at all the scary movies. Like,
I feel like that revived like the horror genre again. Yeah. You know, it was just kind of like,
I feel like it was our generation of horror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then saw.
Yes, yes. You know. Yeah. But I feel like for a while it was kind of just like, I don't
everybody
know.
Everybody watched Freddy, which I love, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky. Was like, Chucky was like when we were kids, which is kind of why it was scary for me. It was dull.
Yeah. And it was just supposed to be called, I think, Scary Movie or something. That was the original.
But
title
it's funny
it.
Because the spoof on it is Scary Movie.
Uh-huh.
But look at that. Even that was big.
Yep. And one other thing I feel like I heard that the mask used in it, the guy saw it at like a friend's house or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I actually saw today, I don't know if it's fake news or not, but Neve Campbell wasn't in the sixth one, but supposedly she's coming back for 7.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Money. It was a money thing. So I don't know if it's real or not.
Right.
So.
One other movie topic, and then we'll move on from movies. I said I want to do this movie topic episode, and we said we're going to save it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I'm like, I'm not going to remember this, so I hope you do.
I will.
I know. You remember, like, everything.
Yeah. But rom-com. Rom-com.
Rom-com. Ram-jam.
Ram-jam. Do you know, up until about, I don't know, within this past year, probably closer to a year ago,
oh, God.
I've never even heard of the term rom-com.
Yeah, you said that not long ago.
Never. And then I don't know where I heard it the first time.
Romantic
like,
comedy? You've never heard that
before? No, never. And I was like, what is that?
Like, what genre did you think they were in? Like, if you didn't know, like, before, now you know it. Before, what would you have said that How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, what genre is that?
Just like chick flick.
That is rom-com.
Yeah, but that's
chick flick, that's funny.
Yeah, that's what I,
Because
referred
now,
to it as.
it's not just chicks that like these flicks, okay?
Yeah, no, no, I get it. I get it.
It never was, actually.
I've never heard of that term until, like, forever it was like chick flick. That's what I would have categorized it as.
I feel like I haven't heard that in forever.
Well, I don't know. Welcome to my generation.
Yeah. No, I mean, I heard it.
Yeah.
When, growing up, but yeah.
So as I'm going through these rom-com
I feel like 10 years
it's movies,
been rom-com.
I came up with 15 of them.
And see, this is why it's not chick flick.
No. And I actually, yeah, let me see. Out of all 15, I have it on my phone.
Okay.
But I feel like 10 of them are like really like.
What Happens in Vegas? We love that one.
Yeah. And wait, now I have to look through list on my phone. Because I feel like one of them is like my all time. Oh,
stop it.
Wait, one.
Wait, can I look?
No.
Come on.
One, two, I have to wait a year. There's like three or four of them that I really like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do this episode,
the guy in 10 days.
If it's on the list, but that's not one of the four. If you want to do this list sooner than Valentine's Day, we can.
Is I have the one 15 that you, of them. One of your like favorite, like an old one?
Yeah.
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 You like all the older
so.
Movies. Right. Not old.
Interesting.
But like 90s.
But then I was like, because I was like looking into like, oh, rom-com, whatever. And When Sally Met Harry?
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh,
But you got the names right.
Is that Billy Crystal?
I don't know. I think so.
I cannot see Billy Crystal. And like they'll like list, like, and that's like number one. I'm like, I can't see him being like.
I feel like it was just one of like
I can't see it. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I guess you got to watch it.
I don't know.
Like you can't imagine it or you don't want to see it.
No, I just can't imagine him being like the most.
Well, that
the
was
the number one romantic.
That was like, the Jewish Deli, right? That was in. Is that the movie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I know it's just like on every list out there.
Yeah.
And I just can't picture him.
So is The Notebook. And then this is a talk about an unpopular opinion. I think The Notebook is the most overrated. That's not really a rom-com though. I think
no,
it's like
not.
Romance.
It's
movie.
Not. Yeah, it's not a rom-com.
But that's the most overrated movie ever.
Yeah. Did you say it?
I saw parts of it.
Oh, okay.
Not all of it. But I know the gist of it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before we move on to the next thing?
Next topic. No, I think that's it.
No. All right. So we are going to Disney soon.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we have a Disney trip planned.
Yes.
With our families separately and the girls
it's going
together.
To be, listen. For people who know our families, you have to hear about this trip afterwards. For people who don't know our families, you have to hear about this trip afterwards.
Yeah.
It is going to be complete and amazing chaos. Like it's going to be the craziest moments and probably fights and just complete craziness of who's going there, who's going here, how to get everyone together. Because so the first couple of days we're going with just my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not so bad. It's not so many people.
Right.
Then the next couple of days, your entire family's coming, which I can't believe it even happened where everybody was able to work it out. And I'm so glad. I can't wait. We're all staying in the same room.
Oh, goodness.
Well, you know, it's a bigger room, obviously.
So like, think Home Alone house.
Yeah, it's literally 15 people. 15. I think I'm counting. It's around 15 people. I'm not going to sit here and have dead silence of me counting.
I'll count as you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, so it's going to be good. Because everybody is so different in the way they do things. But I feel like your parents would be, well, at least your mom would be with us if she could be, you know, like she's at our pace with things, especially she hasn't been to Disney since you were like what? Since your brother went to college. That was the last time she went.
Yeah, well, let's do it this way. Last time we went, they were building Animal Kingdom.
So it was before 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's at least 25 years.
Yeah. So there's 15 of us. And then apparently one of my mom's friends and her boyfriend are meeting us. So that'll be 17.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's just going to be craziness.
Yeah.
But it's going to be one of those things I say. It's going to be your mom chasing all seven grandkids. Your dad is on one of the motorized scooters. He's going to be hitting into everything and everyone. That it's going to be you like, let's go. We get it to the next ride. Let's go. Let's go. It's going to be your brother like rolling his eyes. All the kids running wild. It's going to be great though. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I will be going on my rides. And that's all I care about.
Yeah. Oh, I will. No, I'm like so excited for so many different reasons. Obviously Disney because it's us and we love Disney. Bringing our girls to Disney again, it's just the greatest thing in the world. People say, don't bring toddlers, bring them. Bring them. You will never regret it. It's the greatest memories you could ever make, ever. And they're free. Under three.
Yes.
Three and under.
Yes.
So there's that too. Because it's going to get real expensive once they hit that. Sir. And also, I'm excited about just the chaos that's going to go on. And there's going to be so many laughs. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And then we have 2 days, just me, you, and the girls. Yes,
that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. That'll definitely be nice. But yeah. We are going to do an episode about that. So yeah. We'll save that. And we'll do a recap of what it's like to be in Disney with 17 people.
Oh, my God. I can't
trying wait. To coordinate and all that fun stuff. And 15 people staying in one. It's one, I mean, one
but
room.
It's a two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom, like, but still. Thing. Yeah.
Oh, so. It's still going to be crazy. It's just going to be nice. Yeah.
All right. So question, way off topic.
Okay.
And has nothing to do with anything we spoke about, but we're going to do a Disney episode. So
yeah.
I just don't want to get too caught up on it. But there's been a study done.
Okay.
And what combination of colors?
Oh.
There's two of them. Two colors.
I think I know. Wait, maybe.
What?
No. Go. No.
You have no idea. I'm going with this.
Go.
Make you the most hungriest.
Make you the most hungry?
Yeah. So there's two combination of colors that you see.
Oh, I know. Red and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's. You know where I learned that?
Where?
Dr. Costa, Psych Class.
Okay. Wendy's is red and yellow.
Red and yellow. They used to be even more red and yellow back in the day. Remember the yellow cups and...
In-N-Out Burger is red and yellow.
Whoa. Maybe that's why Burger King doesn't do as good.
Yeah, I don't know. But they're not red and
yellow.
They're
like orange, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but red and yellow mixed is orange. Mm.
And Hulkamania is red and yellow.
Slim Jim. Did he do that? I don't know. I don't remember.
That was Macho Man.
Oh, sorry.
It's Macho Man. Hulkamania said, eat your...
vitamins.
Yep, and say your prayers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So red and yellow is a combination of... Yeah,
but makes you hungry. Is it because McDonald's used them and now you see red and yellow and you are like, McDonald's?
No, I think that's why McDonald's used red and yellow.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know how they do such a study like that, but there is a study out there.
They probably, I don't know. I guess like ketchup and mustard?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Which there's those pipes.
I literally was just thinking about it. So McDonald's, okay, quick fun fact, because how could I not give a fun fact on Disney when we just spoke about Disney? The ride in Animal Kingdom, Dinosaur, in the queue. So back in the day, McDonald's used to sponsor this ride. And they had, the movie Dinosaur came out, I think it was like 2000-ish. And they had
Happy Meal toys, right?
Yeah, and all that stuff. So as you're walking in the queue line, once you get out of the pre-show and you walk down the steps, that would hurt so much if you fell down them. Those aluminum, whatever, the metal steps.
Sure.
And you get to like the first part where it kind of like queues, like really queues, like in and out. If you look up, there's a bunch of pipes and there's a red one, there's a yellow one, and there's a white one. And then there's like a weird chemistry, like code.
Formula,
there you go, on it. The red one is ketchup, the yellow one is mustard, and the white one is mayo.
There you go. What's weird about Dinosaur 2 is that the floor is never wet in it. Even if it's like pouring raining, it doesn't get wet. Like I never slid inside of Dinosaur queue line.
Even in like the first room?
Yeah.
Well, it is wet sometimes, that first where it's like all glass where the windows are.
I never remember sliding in it.
Maybe they actually made the floors where you won't slide. Or there's rug. I don't know.
Whatever it is. But yeah. All right. No more Disney. We have episodes about that coming up.
As there's a Disney background
on
my phone.
Well, yeah. But all right. So two more things I want to talk about. And then we can kind of just talk and say some episodes you have coming up and all that.
Okay.
But baseball season is starting soon.
Yes.
And I'm so not looking forward to the Mets season. But I'm happy to just have baseball back,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, me too. I love the sport.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very... disappointing, but hey, at least we're expecting it to be disappointing.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Usually we go in like, oh, we have all these guys and they're supposed to be really good and they paid this guy so much money. Oh, he tore what?
Yep. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not expecting much, like you said, but it'll be nice just to have it on in the background and all that. And final thing, Mike Tyson is making a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
So, I mean, I love to see him box. I just wish it was against somebody else.
Well, I wish it wasn't at all.
Really?
To be honest, yes.
Really?
Because I think he's past this point.
Well, yeah. But
he needs the money.
Well, still, I would still love to.
Oh, I would love to. If I could see it, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I love Mike.
But I'm saying I would still love to see Michael Jordan play one last game. And I don't know. All these guys, like,
he probably won't get hurt by this guy.
No, they. They have an agreement,
the last time he fought, it was like the same kind of thing.
Yeah, and it wound up ending up in like a tie.
Right, which will probably be the same kind
so
of thing.
So lame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which Tyson actually did win the fight, but yes. The judges called it a tie.
We watched it.
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh.
Were we like in a restaurant watching it? No, that was when CM Punk got his ass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forget where we watched it.
But we did watch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I saw it and I'm like, just because I feel like, I don't know. I just love him so much. I don't want to see him get hurt. Because he really is such a mush.
If it was around here, I would go to it. Mm-hmm. But there would be like a cap I would pay. Like, yeah. I feel like, and even this a lot, but I think I'd pay like $100 to go.
Yeah.
Just to say I saw Tyson live.
What if
you're
like so far up? It's like you can't even see
it. I know. You'd still be watching it on a screen TV, but yeah. I don't know. It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And I wonder what song he's going to come out to.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he always have like a song he came out to?
I feel like he did, but then like towards the end. Like,
changed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Curious, but he used to train on the Atlantic City Boardwalk.
I know.
Yeah, he used to go running on it. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
So, all right. I don't know. Just some random things that I wanted to talk about. And it's been building up and figured we have a week off from interviews. So,
yeah, we just talk random.
Yeah. But we do have more interviews coming up.
Yes, we do.
And that was one of the things we want to do was like once a month, let's do an interview. And now we're just doing them all at one time.
Right, but yeah.
It's all right. Listen, it's fun. Yeah. It's good. It's nice to hear different perspectives on life and people and all that stuff. So
right. Mm-hmm.
I like it. I do. And of course, if you guys want any topics from us, let us know. We'll do it.
We will talk about anything.
Yes, apparently so.
Literally anything. I could talk about anything.
Oh, I know. I know.
I know.
I know.
No. I know.
No, I do know.
I talk to myself, okay?
Yeah, I know that too.
And our two-year-olds.
Yeah.
But now they actually have conversations with me, so they get it.
They do.
So,
I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about?
Back to Disney for a second. When we're there, we should if something ridiculous happens, we got to record it. We got to be like, this just happened.
Yeah, we're going to make random voice memo recordings and we could piece it together and make an episode out of it. Yeah. I want to try to get a Disney person, not like cast member, like there's somebody I have in mind that I want to get on the podcast. And I'm going to reach out to this person.
Is it the person we know who works there?
Oh. No. So I don't know if an actual cast member.
Well, they can't tell you about inside.
Yes, but when they're currently working in Disney, can they be on a podcast talking about it? I don't know.
They have so many rules.
I don't know the rules of that, yes.
I know that if they're a character, they can't.
Yeah, right. But there's somebody who's associated with Disney in a way, and I'm going to reach out to this person. I think it's very possible to get them on.
Okay.
And it'll be really cool.
I
want
to know who this is.
I will tell you off of
the
episode, because in case we can get it, then, you know.
We don't want to be like, sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to I don't know, put this name out there and then it doesn't happen.
Okay.
So it's not a big famous person.
It's just it'd be fun to talk.
It'd be cool.
To them.
Yeah. So I'm going to actually, maybe
Winnie
this
the
week. Yes.
You need to interview yourself.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't know. Anything else?
I don't know.
No.
We're doing our first Easter egg hunt this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
We've done many of them.
Please. You have to see, we have two Easter bins, but only because we have so many damn plastic Easter eggs.
Yeah, that you ordered off Amazon.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, I did not.
Bet.
Okay, I probably did.
Bet.
No, the big ones I think I got in the dollar store after Easter.
No, it was an Amazon purchase.
The big ones?
Yes. Believe me, I remember this.
Were they on sale at least?
No, they were not. We need these eggs, and then now we have three bins of them.
No, we have one bin. Okay. It's half a bin. But we have a lot. We have probably about 300.
I promise you ordered them off Amazon.
Okay.
For sure.
I order a lot of things blacked out on Amazon. Yeah. Not blacked out. I just go on Amazon at 3 in the morning. I'm one of those. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I ordered that last night.
Oh, I know. I don't know what you ordered, but I definitely check the credit card bill every day I wake up.
No, I use gift cards.
And I'm like, okay.
I hide my transactions, okay?
Okay, there's Aldi. There's Amazon.
Aldi's food.
Yeah, for you.
for the girls.
Yeah.
They need their fruit.
Okay.
And Aldi's cheaper than ShopRite.
Anyway, what else?
I plead my case, okay?
Yeah, I don't know. That's about it.
Look, as I sit here and wear the same shirt I've been wearing for probably about 3 years.
Go and look at this Willy Wonka thing and tell me why this is a terrible movie. And I believe you.
I'm like, what?
I'll believe it.
No, it is. It's terrible.
It really is.
I liked it as a kid. I don't know. It's weird. It's very dark and scary. And he like yells at the end and it's weird.
There's nothing.
And I also hated, I couldn't stand Charlie. I found him so annoying. I actually rooted against him. I didn't want him to win. He was just, I don't know, like just shut up.
Yeah. I feel like he's a wannabe kid that is an E.T. You know, the kid.
Elliot? The
main, yeah. He's a wannabe Elliot.
Yeah, I can see that.
Is that the same kid, right?
No.
No, okay. God. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really remember much of
He reminds Willy me of a Wonka. Kid that I, and it's funny because it was like the same age, but it reminded me of a kid that I grew up with on my block, like back when I was like a kid. Maybe that's why I didn't like him.
Yeah. Well, it did remind me of that, and I still don't like him. So
you don't like any of it, though.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, no, but there's a scene where they're in the candy store in the beginning, and I always wanted to go to one of those candy stores.
Well, you could have gone to it for $45 and gotten two jelly beans.
I hate jelly beans. Yeah. Like, out of all candy, too, jelly beans.
Yeah, there's actually some good. Like, the orange one is good. No,
they're all disgusting. Yeah, and they stick to your teeth. Wow. No, the Starburst ones made good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
All right, and Mike Tyson.
Cadbury we'll
be watching it. All right, so anything else?
We're gonna
end this one.
We're gonna end it.
It's kind of a short-ish episode that we've been doing, but hey, it's still a half hour.
Yeah, well, we just wanted to like talk about random things that were on our mind, and
yeah, and we wanted to catch up too, and just you know, tell you guys that we're still here, even though we're doing interviews. It's still us.
It's us. We're still here.
Yes, and we appreciate y'all for listening every week.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you do. If you skip episodes, we get it. I mean, this is anything goes, and we do some strange, random topics at times. And if you're not about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think my rom-com episode will keep you all entertained.
Oh, next year?
Well, Valentine's Day. So in 11 months.
Yes, next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it before then?
I don't know.
No, okay. We'll see.
We'll see.
Let's save it.
If we have a week, we're like, oh my God, we have nothing to talk about.
No, we'll always find something.
I know. We always do. It's been easy for us lately to have episodes. So.
Yeah. So, all right.
Good thing.
Well, anything else? Let's end this, if not. WrestleMania is coming up.
It is.
What are you going to say you love what?
Bluey.
Oh.
We're on Bluey now.
Yeah. But WrestleMania is coming up.
It is.
And I am, I don't know, not looking forward to it, but I am.
Not either. It's funny. It's like I always get excited for it, but you could literally give me a free ticket and I won't go.
Oh, I would go for a free ticket.
I wouldn't.
But I don't know.
It's always bad.
Two nights.
See, that's the thing too. Yeah. What night do you go?
I know. It used to be really good because it was one night and like 4 hours and that was it.
Yeah. But
now it's two nights and 12 hours each
Even
one.
The one we went to, it's not just 4 hours because you get there early and then it takes forever to get out.
I know. Yeah.
Listen, like, I'm not saying people are crazy for going. I get it. But I just don't.
But back in the day, it was at Madison Square Garden. Well, and there's like no tailgating. And, you know, it's just you show up.
Yeah, but
to
back
MSG
then
really and,
it was good.
No, I'm saying I know.
And, now it's all like gimmick. I mean, I know wrestling is just people with gimmicks. Mm. But now it's all just like, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's too many recap videos.
Yeah. Yes.
That kills it.
I'll tell you, ever since we went to Raw 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
That was the greatest.
Yeah.
That was just everyone snapping.
Yeah.
They were booing.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but it was just really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Austin came out. Yeah. And McMahon came out. It was like all the people that I always just wanted to be at an event.
Yeah.
And hear them come out.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. The glass broke and Austin came out. And mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. I don't know. That's it.
And I like The Rock as a heel.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Yes.
I love that. So there's that.
I don't love Rock as a babyface, but I love him as a heel.
Yeah. I like him as a face, but I love him as a heel. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
He's just so good. And he can say whatever the hell he wants. No one's going to stop him.
He's The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Let's end it.
That's it. Goodbye.
Let's end it.
Bye.
All right. Let us know. Hit us up. Talk to us. Reach out. Email. Instagram. DM. Comment. Like. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're with it. We'll respond. We'll read it. We'll like it. Yes. We'll show each other. Yes. We'll laugh. We'll say, look, they like me better. And all that. So, yeah, let us know who you like better.
Oh, God. Don't
let us know. Let us know.
They're going to say you.
No. Well,
they're going to say I don't know.
They're going to say me because if they say you, I'm going to delete it. And then it won't exist. So that's why.
They're going to say, obviously, yeah. Alex is the I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know.
But
you're more entertaining. I'll say that.
You're funny too. Looking. Funny looking.
Because I make fun of you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right. And we'll be back with some more interviews and also some more topic episodes. And I don't know about Great Adventure, but I know they're bringing back Scream Break at some parks.
Oh, cool.
And possibly this one. And this one is celebrating in Jackson, New Jersey. It's 50th year.
Yes, they are.
So we'll definitely get out there at some point to check that out.
Yeah.
So, all right. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.